Reprint 53, Zion's Watchtower, November 1879. Life, written by W. I. Mann. The Bible student is often puzzled with the question, how many kinds of life are there, and what is the difference between them? Our authorized version answers the question vaguely, if at all. The word life, as found in the New Testament, is, in most places, a translation from one of the two Greek words Zoe and Psuche. The rendering of both by the one English word life covers up a clean-cut difference of meaning between the two. The word Psuche has several significations. When it refers to life, and is so translated in our New Testament, it invariably alludes to the natural, fleshly, or blood life. Liddell and Scott, in their lexicon, give the meaning as follows: Psuche, breath, Latin, anima, life, spirit. It leaves the body with the blood. Paraphr for the man himself, the life of animals, etc. Zoe refers generally, in the New Testament, to the spiritual life, either in this age or after the resurrection. Liddell and Scott give Zoe a living, that is, means of life. Life opposed to death. It sometimes, at least, as in the definition, means of life, seems to indicate an inherent or independent life power, thus opposed to Psuche, which is dependent on the breath. In the New Testament we find eternal or everlasting life, Zoe, over 40 times. Also, endless life, resurrection of life, word of life, book of life, water of life, crown of life, etc. Also, our Lord is called the Prince of Life, Author of Life, Bread of Life, etc. All from Zoe. Psuche is never found in any such connection. In reference to Psuche and its corresponding Hebrew word, nephesh, an able critic remarks, perhaps it may be worthy of notice that in all the 700 times in which nephesh occurs, and the 105 times of Psuche, not once is the word immortal or deathless or never dying found in connection as qualifying the terms. We will quote as samples the occurrences of Psuche wherever translated life in Matthew. They are dead who sought the child's life. Take not thought for your life, what ye shall eat. He that finds his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. For whoever will save his life shall lose it, and whoever may lose his life for my sake shall find it. These last two passages are made still clearer by John chapter 12, verse 25, where apparently the complete remark of Christ is given, and Psuche and Zoe are brought into direct contrast. He that loves his life, Psuche, shall lose it, and he that hates his life, Psuche, in this world, shall keep it unto life, Zoe, eternal. We reserve last occurrence of life from Psuche in Matthew for the present. We are never taught to hate the Zoe, but the Psuche is to be held in comparatively low estimation. For instance, if anyone comes to me and hates not his father, and even his own life, Psuche, etc. Barnabas and Paul were called men who have hazarded their lives for the name of Jesus. Paul said, neither do I count my life dear to myself, etc. When Antiochus fell from the third loft during Paul's preaching and was taken up insensible, the apostle said, his life, Psuche, is in him. It is applied to beasts. The third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life, Psuche, died. We will look at a few passages in which Zoe occurs. Straight is the gate, and narrow the way, which leads to life, Zoe. If thou desirest to enter into Zoe, keep the commandments. He that believes on the Son has everlasting Zoe, and he that believes not the Son shall not see Zoe. Ye will not come to me, that ye may have Zoe. In John chapters 5 and 6, every occurrence of life is from Zoe. From Psuche, we obtain the adjective psuchikos, which occurs 6 times in the New Testament, is twice translated sensual and 4 times natural, as follows. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. It is sown a natural body, it rises a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual. But the spiritual is not first, but the natural, psychikos, and afterward the spiritual. In perfect harmony with this last scripture, we find in relation to the two Adams the corresponding heads of the natural and spiritual planes. The first man, Adam, was made a living psukin, natural man. The last Adam, a life, zoe, giving spirit. We have probably quoted sufficient to render clear the distinction between the two spirit-inspired words. Let us now look at their force and bearing on the question of the atonement, which has been agitating our people lately. It has been asserted that the life which Christ laid down for the world was not the natural, but that which he had with the Father, which, spiritual life, he laid down at his incarnation and took up at his resurrection. Resting John chapter 6, verse 63, the flesh profits nothing from its true position. The sacrificial death of Christ has been degraded, and the blood of the covenant counted an unholy, Greek koinon, common thing. The original Greek settles the question of the kind of life, clearly and unmistakably. While it is continually taught that in Christ we have zoe, even zoe everlasting, it nowhere says that he laid down his zoe for us. On the contrary, it plainly and invariably states that the life he gave was the psuche, natural or blood life. We will quote a few texts. The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life, psuche, a ransom for many. Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, Mark chapter 10, verse 45. The Good Shepherd lays down his psuche for the sheep. John chapter 10, verse 11. This declaration is stronger when we notice that in the verse previous, Christ says, I came that they may have zoe, etc. Following, he reiterates, I laid down my psuche for the sheep. For this my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may receive. Footnote A. Greek, lambano. The original signification of the word is twofold. One, to take. The other, to receive. One, to take, grasp, seize, to gain, win, etc. Two, to have given one, receive, get, etc. End of footnote. It, again, no one forces. Footnote B. Greek, eru, to take, grasp, seize, conquer, overpower, etc. End of footnote. It from me. But I lay it down of myself. I have authority, footnote C. Exancia, power, authority to do a thing, permission, resources, etc. End of footnote. To lay it down, and I have authority to receive it again. This commandment I received from my Father. Although Christ here speaks of receiving it again, it does not of necessity mean that when he rose from the dead, he took again the blood life. Simply, he had authority or an arrangement with the Father to live again. The nature of his resurrection life we learn from other scriptures. The passage in this respect is similar to John chapter 12, verse 25. He that hates his psuche in this world shall keep it unto zoe eternal, when mortality shall be swallowed up by zoe. We have a strong contrast in the following. We know that we have passed out of death into zoe because we love the brethren. He that loves not his brother abides in death. During the enjoyment of the blood life, psuche, mankind are under the dominion of death. In this we know love, that he laid down his psuche for us, and we ought to lay down our lives, psuchos, for the brethren. Greater love hath no one than this, that one lay down his psuche for his friends. No one is ever supposed to lay down the zoe. What each of his lives, psuche and zoe, do for us, we have in Romans chapter 5, verse 10. For if being enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, the laying down of the blood life, or Sukkot, much more, being reconciled, shall we be saved by the impartation of His spiritual nature and the benefits that follow by His Zoe. As to the origin of this higher life and how it comes to us, we have John chapter 5, verse 26. As the Father has Zoe in Himself, so He gave also to the Son to have Zoe in Himself. For this is the will of My Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes on Him may have everlasting Zoe, etc. By the arrangement above noted, Jesus our Lord has become author of Zoe, Prince of Zoe, Bread of Zoe, and Market, the Resurrection and the Zoe, the Resurrection to all, the Zoe to believers. Marvel not at this, for an hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear His voice and shall come forth, they that did good to the resurrection of life, Zoe, and they that did evil to the resurrection of judgment, American Bible Union Version. These are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, anointed, the Son of God, and that believing ye may have Zoe in His name. That was reprint 53, Life, written by W.I. Mann.